I would like now, after working on this for hours, to introduce Roman Pavluk. Roman is solutions product manager at SoftServe. He has over 10 years of experience implementing operations practices for major IT deployments. He is deeply familiar with integration of information technology, infrastructure, library practices, open source, agile, and software as a service operations automation. At SoftServe, Roman leads teams which provide configuration and deployment management for thousands of production and stage instances for several software as a service providers across multiple infrastructure as a service platforms. Please welcome Roman Pavluk to Pavluk.
Greetings, everybody. So before we start, let's a little wake up. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, but I have answers already for them. So question number one, have you ever done something unknown but in a professional way? I believe yes. You don't have to answer. Yes, you did. And were you scared at that time? Yes, you did. And the third question is, you think it's normal? It is normal. If you don't scare that you do something for the first time and you do it in a professional way, something is wrong. So it's not a good situation. So typically, when people are moving into something new, and the cloud, it's not new today, let's be fair, but it's still something that is trending. And there's like typical fears. And we ask ourselves the questions, how we get there? When do we have to get there? And of course, is it safe to go there? And so let's have a very quick overview with answers that SoftServe can provide to those questions and how we did that. So when something huge and bad approaches you, which you might consider cloud trending is approaching you, is the worst thing you can do is the worst thing you actually can do is do nothing, right? So when you see the tornado coming, the worst thing you can do is do nothing. The bad thing you can do is actually rushing. Because you might see that social media. Oh, I'm not in social media. I'm not doing any social media promotions. I have to. Oh, cloud. I have to do cloud. Oh, what else is? Oh, DevOps. Let's do DevOps. And so the first thing, no rush. Because if you rush, you run into bad situations. There was a very good topic brought up today is if you go to cloud, do we have just purchase Amazon account and deploy everything there? Well, if that's something that's going to work for you and gives you best ROI, and maybe yes, or maybe not. So you first have to analyze, get around the situation, and decide quickly. You shouldn't decide very long time because it's coming. So don't select an optimal amount of time to make a decision and then move on. And the first question then you have is, of course, where should I go? We decided to do one thing in our lab. Now it's related purely to healthcare. So no disasters. We have very nice good weather outside. So let's talk about programs and IT. We decided to do some experiments in our R&D lab and develop a thing called mobile EMR. It's a lab work. So it's not a product. It's not something we're going to show on the market. We can demo it to you. It's just a concept. So we decided to see, what if we take everything on a mobile device? So collecting the vital signs, different medical records, and provided in a very convenient way. And also wrapping everything with machine analytics. So you see, we try to teach very simple machine recognition. I know there's systems right now on the market that do much more complicated things, but we decide let's have a few radio images, X-ray images with broken fingers, and machine was very simple algorithm, machine starts to recognize it. So we proved to ourselves, as a software to software of the company, that going to mobility sector segment and having a very good analytics in the background, which includes machine learning and stuff like that, that's a good way. That's a nice heading. So this is something you should head to, and the reason is because PC is disappearing, so it's gone. It's going to be gone. soon, sooner or later. And you should know that this small iPhone device in your pocket is 10 times more powerful than Pentium 2 and Pentium 3 CPU, which you were enjoying in 2005. And because it has now like 1 gigahertz of CPU frequency, it has, 2 gigs of RAM and stuff like that. Well, those in 2005, 2006, how much we had? Like, 32 megs of RAM was good. And so we have to concentrate on something that is really powerful and is available for our use. I'm sure that doctors enjoy mobile devices because this, you don't have to rush to any particular PC. You just have everything with you. Also, it opens you the possibility to do self-service. You remember those different smartwatches and other metrics, human vital collecting stuff, which collects tons of different kind of information, and people even like making a competition. Hey, look, I did like 10 kilometers of walk, or I did 20, or I'm going to be doing 50 the next weekend. And so it starts, so data become much closer to us. So we have to take into account and we have to follow that trend. So statement number one, where should we go? Mobility first. Well, of course, but how to get there? I see that people buy fancy devices, that they use them, but maybe it's not that easy. Or maybe it's easy, just go to Apple Store. But what if you want to be in Apple Store? Answer is going to be much more complicated than the answer to previous questions. So at SoftServe, we did a research, and we found out that you can develop an app, and this is then an example. So something we did in our lab, trying to let's collect some vital signs, other health values for the particular person, and was using a specific framework that SoftServe is already accumulated. You can do like a much faster coding. You spend much less time on the design. We already did some UX pre-screening. We did some analysis. Where should I put, for example, like body temperature? What's the best look and feel of the graph? What is the best way of presenting the heart rhythm? Maybe the classic cardiogram image is not good specifically for their device reading and stuff like that. So, and we develop, let's call this like mobile EMR framework. So again, it's not something that is product, so we cannot ship you the binary code, of course, but it's a lab. It's a long and a nice lab work done by the SoftServe engineers, which is really empowering and speeding up the engineering in the mobile healthcare direction. So we know somehow how to get there. But the question we've been talking and discussing on today many, many times, is this safe to go there? I use a very nice analogy. We're all familiar with a term called Wild West, right? So it's bank robbery was like a daily activity. Did somebody ever ask yourself a question saying like why people were still putting money in the bank? Well, they knew that it was robbed. Trains were robbed, at least that's what we see in movies. But this was true. But people still put their money. They still deliver the goods on the train. That's a history. Like, this was like 2-3 centuries ago. Let's go much closer to our times. PayPal was its security was compromised like 2-3 times for sure. And it's like credit cards were stolen, accounts were stolen, transactions information was stolen. Did anybody succeed of using PayPal? No. Everybody still use. And I know the person who after reading in a newspaper, hackers have stolen 30,000 accounts from PayPal. I'm not going to be using it anymore. And really close, shut down his account there. I never heard that story. So the thing is, because we see that the crowd and social movement into some direction, and we follow them. That's a part of people's psychology. The same with healthcare. The problem only with healthcare is the regulations. Yes, there's severe regulations like HIPAA, and it might have much more negative influence on the personality than just like okay, you lost your money. That's the one thing. But if somebody gets really very sensitive information about your health, that could be a bigger problem. But who knows? So, but anyway, as soon as the socium, I mean, the whole society is moving to that direction, we would probably move there as well. And so this mobile apps that come closer to people, they will help them. They will like guide you in that direction. So you will, and if you have still doubts, like go, no go, is it secure or not secure? Yes, it's insecure. So I know that a lot of speakers will try to kick me out of the stage saying like this is, no, it's insecure. It's, you still might not have control, but there's no other options. It's like, remember with this PayPal example and with money in the bank. You don't know what those banks are doing with your money. You never know what's going on with PayPal. They may charge your card and charge it back, and charge the, but you trust them. The same here. So someday you might have doubts, but someday you will go there. It will happen sooner or later. So just the faster you go there, the better it is for you. Well, how SoftServe made its journey and what services help our partners and our company as well on our way to that perfection. Well, let's call it this way. First of all, we were identifying the problems. Problems are very typical. People say like, I don't trust that or this storage or provider. Yes, sure, but again, this subject was already brought today. You better trust your engineers who like, we have like one or two engineers in your staff that, let's hope they are very like competent enough. But I would rather trust to Amazon security staff, which is like world top one most skilled, rather than like my own engineers who are also smart guys, but not that smart as Amazon or Rackspace or PayPal has. For example, if you use PayPal, just an example. And also, we have a typical problems, like maybe my business process is not mature. In this case, we need to take a deeper look and start maybe not fixing the process, but doing the alignment, all the things. Because you cannot like introduce the tools first and then follow up and try to fix the process around it. Because again, process is built in the way that it confirms regulations. And you cannot mess with government. We have a government session in the parallel, so we're not going to mess with those guys. And so you would probably have to adjust tools and solutions to the process. Next thing is problematic, saying like, oh, probably doctors and other users, they're not proficient in IT stuff and different kind of like mobile gadgets. So maybe it's going to be complicated for them to start using iPad. Could be, but in this case, you have to spend more time in UI UX analysis, analyzing what is suitable. So I saw kids, there's a very nice movie on the YouTube, short one, when the kid is trying to see something on the TV screen, probably in the store, and trying like to scroll it and doesn't scroll because kids gets used to iPad where you can scroll content back and forth. It's just like 3 years old kid. So it's the same here. So if you build the right UX, you just rely on the typical human psychology. So you know that clicking, dragging, and this is something human gets used to, that's going to be okay. You're going to be safe, and the learning time is going to be very, very little. And there's like more and more problems that we are facing, but we either have already a solution or we are open to finding the solution, because that's why we are here. And it's, if there was no problems at all, I don't know, let's say this will be empty conference, I hope so. I mean, I hope that there are problems so we get together. Kidding. All right, so, and of course, what services we do have in our portfolio, what solutions do we run, what competences do we grow and cultivate in order to respond to the challenges on the market, challenges in technology. So it's of course our huge mobility offering, which includes mobile UX analysis, which includes different architecture design approaches when it's either like, for example, mobile first, it's a web plus mobile, or doing the pure HTML5 or native app, whatever it is. So we always analyze what is the best approach. Sometimes it's even much more simple just to do some as like a first stage, right? So instead of doing the native mobile app development, maybe it's better to do just a few changes on the main website or like user website and roll it as a version zero, and then starts reworking and upgrading it instead of spending tons of money to do some fancy super application, which is later you will find out that it's not good. Of course, it's a cloud offering, which means that we want to complete the full cycle when it starts from architecture design, then it's followed by the implementation transition for also wrapped with the DevOps processes. It means like we have development teams and operation teams being committed to the delivery. And finally, it's a continuous improvement, which means that we have experts assigned to particular projects running on, and then they keep an eye open if the product is being developed in the right way. We have our very good, well-established process management approach, which we call Abiliton, when we make an alignment between all types of teams, and especially if you have like vendor on board, two vendors, five vendors, that's the most challenging because they have different cultures, they have different methodologies. You feel it when it comes like integrate my UI with my backend, and here also my web services, so please take into account them as well. If it comes together, that creates trouble. So we try to help to align that. There's no like silver bullet. There's no like cure that, hey, this is the list of things you're gonna do, and you will have like you and be in good shape. There's always custom approach, and we've wrapped it on under Abiliton process where we do an analysis and we do recommendations, and of course it's a security offering. I told you, those things are insecure. Because if you will 100% convince yourself that all of them are secure, it's like police will be sure that there are no robbers. Because they have guns and they will shoot back to them. So there's no robbers and they will stop training, and like firefighters will stop training. And finally, the fire will happen and they will not be able to distinguish it. So that's the same here. So you have to take into account that security practice has to be practiced all the time. And we do like we do application scanning. That's what you have to do always. And different kind of like security analysis, forensics, and many, many other things that help you ensure that your application is secure enough. Well, that's briefly all what I had. So if you have any questions, so grab me on the Twitter, email, call me, whatever approach you use to find people, including Facebook and Twitter. So I'm very welcome for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.